Hello everybody, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host Vincent Sandy. Thank you for all listeners who tune into this radio show, Awareness of the Soul, techniques, metaphysical practices and principles based on the teachings of Kriya Yoga by Paramahansa Yogananda and all his tradition of Kriya Yoga. It's an amazing practices and techniques. Today's topic, success, how, according to these principles and practices, you can achieve the highest success possible. The divine power is in your hand. The divine power is within you. How to access it, how to use it. And these are practical tools and hints given by great, real masters. And thank you for tuning in. Today you're going to listen how you can manage your life to greater success. Now, first of all, let me give you the numbers if you want to call and have a session with me online. You're always welcome to do that. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show and just get this masterclass, absorb this sort of masterclass in yourself, in your body, in your consciousness, in your vibrations. But the calling numbers are toll-free for U.S. only, 877. So they tell me now that the numbers are, for worldwide numbers, 888-815-9756. The other numbers are not valid anymore. 888-815-9756. This is the number I have with 888, so I'm going to keep on with this. Now, first of all, come to my website, www.joycelestial.com. Sign up for your free account, and you can have access to some techniques and articles on the website. I repeat this all the time, but I know that there are some new listeners every time, so I have to repeat it. But I'm happy to share this with you. There are techniques. There is one meditation technique that I explained based on the teachings of Kriya Yoga, the first technique that Yogananda used to teach to his disciple, which is now quite available everywhere. But then that is the first step towards higher and more advanced practices. And then there is a technique that I explain on how to communicate with the language of your soul intuitively with God, with the divine, to receive his answers, to speak with him, so that you're not only speaking and not receiving his answers, or not just speaking to you, you're not listening. To create this one-on-one conversation going on. And this is quite practical and quite possible to do. The technique there is explained in detail. You have to master it, and you have to be able to do it at any time without me even guiding. So therefore, the practices that I explained there on that website, joycelestial.com, are not really guided meditations. Yes, I guide you through these practices a little bit, but then I want you, I start explaining how to do that, for how many times you have to do certain things, because for some people it might be different. Some people might take 5 minutes, some people might take 10 minutes to get to a certain stage, and I cannot know that. I cannot know who's listening. Therefore, it's up to you to listen to the technique and to know objectively by understanding, by conscious awareness, where you are so that you can move on to the next step. And my tool before is not like, you know, to keep you bound to a guided meditation. I want you to be a master of yourself and your life, to think with your own head, and eventually at some point to get rid of all your thoughts and be free in God without anybody else filling up your mind with your thought, with their, his own thoughts, with his own, you know, his own way of living. You have your own way of living. Respect that, honor it. Know that God is expressing through you in certain ways. Now, the way, let's talk about this topic today. The way you want to achieve success, for example, how are you going to achieve success? Many people say all sorts of methods on how you should achieve success, and most of them are great. And if you would follow one method only, then probably you could get some results. But we have to remember, first of all, you are a multidimensional being. It is success is not just about accomplishments in this world. It is not just about accomplishments in the soul. It is not just about accomplishments in spirit. It is about all these things together because you are multidimensional. The four most books emphasize willpower. Most books, other books emphasize the fact that you have to vibrate at a certain level. All these things are correct, but they're not the only thing because you are multidimensional. Let's say if you walk with one leg only, you're not using the other side of yourself, you're not going to walk rightly. People are going to walk much faster than you. Or if it doesn't matter, this is just an example. Of course, I don't want to offend anyone, but this is it. This is it. Success. You're a multidimensional being. You have a physical reality. You have a soul reality. You have a mind reality. The soul reality is much more than the mind because the soul reality is all the memory track of all your being. What have you been, this life, other lives, and if you believe it or not, but anyway, is all the vibrations, all the vritis, all the little seeds of karma or little sparkles of light that are within your aura, those are all stored in your soul. And then the mind, it is the tool that is a bridge between the universe and your perception of the physical reality. This is what the mind is. This is what also your ego is. The problem is that the ego identifies with what is perceived. That's the part of the mind that identifies with what is perceived. I want to talk about success because I want you to understand, first of all, you have much more power than you ever thought before. This power does not come from you. This power comes through you and experiments life through you. First of all, what is the purpose and definition of success? It simply means effectively uniting heaven and earth on this planet. That means that there is always more expansion, always more joy in all parts of your life, in everything. Full, abundant joy and expansion. Living a life that gives you authentic joy in all its aspects, to take effective charge of your life and not be taken charge of by your old habits and past limitations. This is the definition of success. So keep it in mind. It's about expansion. It's about uniting heaven and earth, living authentic joy, taking charge of your life. You have to move beyond your karmic constrictions. What is symbolized in astrology by Saturn. You have to move, which is also authority and discipline, okay, but when it's not balanced, becomes karmic constrictions. It's one of the most important indicators of constrictions, limitations, and karma in your astrological chart. Now, I don't want to talk about astrology today, but it's a symbol. Karmic constrictions. You have to move beyond that, and this is why you're here. You're here so that you can do so. And that's why you're here, because this is a university, the university of life, to overcome your limited condition, symbolized by Saturn, and to move beyond so that you can expand, you can have the sense of expansion, to move beyond your little cocoon. So, if you try to achieve something in this world in the right way, that involves coming closer to your own nature, to God, to replace yourself in your place in the universe, to replace your small reality with the higher, highest universal reality of your own multidimensional being here. This is what success is about, and yes, let me tell you, yes, it includes worldly achievements, it includes mind achievements, it includes soul achievements, it includes happiness. It does not include merely having a worldly successful life and forget about everything else. Now, if you want to relate to the universe in order to have success, and that's the best thing to do because, believe me, you cannot control everything that is outside you if you're not connected with the universe. I mean, the universe will control it for you. You are in touch with it, and the universe will inspire people around you, will lead you towards certain things, will make things happen around you. These are things that you cannot control, except if you have a good karma or if you are in touch consciously with the universal power. And in order to do that, it needs to be in harmony with the universe. And let me tell you, what you do outwardly to have a successful life doesn't really make a big difference as long as it doesn't hurt people, because you see, this is kind of against the expansive kind of quality of the universe. If it doesn't hurt people, it doesn't nurture the selfish part of yourself. If you don't close yourself more and more, instead of expanding your consciousness toward, through yourself, to different realities, to different human beings. And if you serve humanity in some way, so basically, what you do outwardly, let me repeat this, doesn't make a big difference as long as, one, it doesn't hurt people, two, it doesn't nurture the selfish part of yourself, and three, it serves humanity in some way. Now, if you don't know what you can do effectively to serve people, to serve humanity, because people think, well, it has to be a big thing. No, it doesn't have to be a great achievement. You don't have to be to do something, to be politically involved as Gandhi was, let's say. But if you can serve people anyway. But if you are inspired by something where you can apply and share some higher ideals and principles, then do that. That's the best. I mean, see Walt Disney, for example. I mean, he did quite a big thing. But is he serving humanity? Was he serving humanity? I think he was, because he was inspiring people to true love, to higher ideals. It was delightful to see his movies, wasn't it? He was serving, he was sharing, he was inspired by making movies, making cartoons, but he was doing it in a way where he could share higher principles, higher ideals. Then if you have something similar where you could share within yourself, either directly, like he did, or indirectly, even to the people, or even within the people at work, or in your own direct environment, then do that. Do that. It is one of the most important things. You have to be of benefit to the world in some way. Small or big doesn't really make any difference. Small or big doesn't really make difference. They're actually the same thing. When you step beyond the mind, you will see that all these dual values are actually disappearing. They're not there. Doesn't matter, bigger thing, it's exactly the same thing. So whatever it is that inspires you and where you can share, go where you can share higher ideals and principles that inspires you, doing something that inspires you. Now, there are two main things you need to master in order to be successful, to bring success into your life. These two powers, they are divine powers within you. They are thought power, and then there is willpower. Okay? These are the two basic powers you must use to achieve any kind of success. Not only the ability or training. You don't have to study for all your life. It is not just about that, because you already have natural abilities within you that once you direct them in a certain way can guarantee you some kind of beautiful unfoldment of success. So it is not just about your ability in training. Yes, it is also about that anyway, but it is about grasping opportunities as well. You need to be aware of what's happening around you. You can, and this is the best thing, if you want to have success, you can create opportunity through thought power and will power. People say, well, I need to wait until that person comes, and then my love life will be successful. I need to wait until that opportunity comes, and then my career will be amazing, and I will be successful. I need to wait until somebody discovers me, and then I can be a great artist. You can create your opportunity. You have thought power, you have willpower, and you must use them in order to succeed in using them. First, you have to be successful in using these two things, two basic powers in order to be successful, in order to succeed in life. And you must use all your abilities in order to use these two powers effectively. Thought power, willpower. You must use all your abilities that come natural to you, that are second nature to you, your natural abilities, and all that is available outside as an external aid. Okay? With thought power and willpower, then you have to use your abilities and everything that is external that can help you. Everything you have. Everything. Everything. Some people say, well, I have so many things, so I should do so many things. Well, take your time. You don't have to do it in 5 minutes. You can do it in 1 week. But if you walk steadily with willpower and thought power behind it, then things will build up. Now, let's talk a little bit more about thought power. Let me have a little drink for a moment. Thoughts, first of all, according to the yoga traditions and according to all yogi traditions, to all yogi, to not just Kriya Yoga, thoughts are things. They are subtle matter, but they are matter. When a thought is repeated, it becomes accumulated matter. Therefore, it becomes bigger and bigger, and you will see its presence at some point. It will manifest. Thinking something repeatedly and with energy accumulates magnetic power. So try to think. First of all, you have to learn how to think rightly in regards of your goals. You don't have to exaggerate. You don't have to overestimate. You don't have to underestimate. You don't have to think you're ready. Try to balance rightly your thought. Thinking rightly will lead you to your goal. Now, let's talk about thinking rightly a little bit. It is really important. Now, most people say, this is just not possible. This is just not possible. This is a kind of thought, magnetic, powerful thought that becomes like a mantra that has a vibration and that accumulates, and then after some time, you will see its presence. It would be not possible. It would become not possible almost because so many not possible things and thoughts are accumulating in your mind. They will turn into tangible obstacles in front of you. Thoughts are things, subtle matter. Think positively, think rightly. You have to be realistic. Don't just dismiss the fact saying it's not possible or by thinking it's too accessible that you don't have to do anything about it. Be realistic in your thought, and that means not being realistic in the common sense of the word where people say, well, you have to be realistic, therefore you should put up your dreams. Being realistic means getting there with the thought, understanding what it is true or not, being able to determine what it is that field is like, for example. For example, let's say you want to be a musician. But you say, no, it's not possible to be a musician, to be a successful musician, it's not possible. Well, some people are successful musicians, right? How could they manage to do that? They were born as you were born in this world. And some people were able to achieve great things no matter what impediments they went through. Therefore, you could do that too, possibly. Okay, so thinking rightly, being realistic, it means being real in your thoughts without exaggerating, without overestimating, without underestimating. You should go there and see how these people are actually thinking. What it is, what would you think if you were in that field already, maybe for a couple of years, like 5 years? In that field. You've been in that field for 5 years. How would you think? Start to be realistic in your thoughts. Bring those thoughts into reality. Be concrete. Don't dismiss. Be positive also in your thoughts. This is what it means by thinking rightly. Being realistic in this way. That means adhering to reality and not putting off your dreams, being positive in your thoughts, And remember, always, any dream could possibly be achieved. As I told you, there are so many stories of people with great impediments achieving incredible results. If someone is living that reality, then maybe you could too. Remember that what creates your destiny is not the external resources, external circumstances, it's your character. The character develops while you balance your personality. Be responsible for what is happening in your life. And that means the only way you can be responsible is to balance your is through balancing your personality as you will. Now, for people who have in this moment great impediments, remember, no matter what you do, try to make your work an act of service towards someone else, or your country, or your world. Go there with a spirit of real service, of real help, to be a real help towards somebody else. In this way, I will tell you why a little bit later, I'm going to go into details. In this way, you expand from your mind to another mind. Not the mind you're helping somebody else, you're actually helping yourself. And we're going to explore this topic a little bit more in detail, so just stay tuned. Rest your mind from points of views and ideas that have been served you wrong in the past. Rest, relax. If you have problems, if you have impediments, relax. Your ideas, your points of view, whatever your perceptions are, I have created these problems and these obstacles that you're living right now. If you rest your mind from them, they could sort out themselves. You know why? Because when they come out, when they manifest in your life, that is the moment that God says, this is the time for you to balance this. The universe is giving you an opportunity. Therefore, rest your mind. These things will start balancing themselves because it is a natural dynamic of the universe to come back into balance. Therefore, take time to become calm. Just turn off everything. Turn off television, radio, computer, everything. Stay with yourself in silence. Sit down in silence. Don't do anything. When you're overwhelmed through problems, you don't know what to do, you don't have clear mind, stop, become calm, and after some time, then try to do some meditation, try to do some inner exploring practice, try to go within, and from that point on, offer yourself up to a higher force in order to realign yourself. Another thing that you could do is to sleep. Just go to sleep. You're going to understand. Whatever, there's a huge karmic seed impacting your life. Either meditate or go to sleep. In these two states, the karma seeds cannot be active. They will not activate. And at some point, they will exhaust themselves. Now, it is obvious that if it's a big karmic challenge that you're going through, it will take longer, but you're doing some good work. Remember, turn off everything, rest your mind, try to get in touch with the essence of yourself again. When a problem comes, okay, the mind needs to rest. You must be able to relax in the perception of yourself so that you can have a clear perception of what the reality is like. Because the mind makes the problem bigger, much bigger than it is. Once I was at the computer, exactly doing this radio show, probably something like that, and it was just like a plastic bag hanging on the door, and there was some wind coming in. It was beautiful, nice atmosphere. But this bag, after some time, it started to my mind, to look like a human being coming inside. And I said, who's coming? Who's coming? And my mind was worrying a little bit because this face came in and then they went. Came in and went, came in and went. And I thought it was thieves. They were thieves. Then when it finished, I realized that it was just the plastic bag coming in and out. Another time, I was looking outside my window, and I have buildings, obviously. I can see through buildings. And then I saw a huge monster flying next to a building. It was a huge monster. So, oh, my God, this is a monster flying. Then I realized that it was just a little mosquito next to my eye. For some reason, I was not perceiving the distance, the distances between myself and the object there that I was seeing. And everything, and that little mosquito seemed, for a moment, as a huge monster. Therefore, these problems become bigger and bigger because you have subconscious reactions. So rest your mind, relax in the perception of yourself, and then realign yourself with divine attunement. Start calling up to the divine. This is a way that you can overcome great impediments right now. Stop everything. Stop the cycle you're living and attune yourself to a higher reality. Now, what is important to understand, of course, now we have talked about conscious thought power, and now we're going to talk about conscious willpower. First of all, for people who are just tuned in, just let me remind you, this is Vincent Sandee with Awareness of the Soul, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. at night. For Bangkok, it's going to be 12 o'clock. I'm from Thailand, and we are broadcasting from Thailand. You can go to my website, www.joycelestial.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, which I would send only once in a while when new things are happening or when I would like to tell you something great. And then you can open your free account on your and have access on my website and have access to free articles, some archives of this radio, and some techniques that I'm sharing with you that are incredibly useful that will get you started. Okay? Now, let's talk about conscious willpower. Willpower and continuous activity are what is necessary. Willpower and continuous activity are a necessity. Conscious willpower is different than mechanical willpower. Now, you're using willpower for anything you do. Even if you want to tie your shoes, you have to use willpower. But after some time, the willpower becomes mechanical in order to serve you better. Because can you imagine how it would be like to tie your shoes every time by thinking of every movement? No. As soon as you start mechanically, the will to tie your shoes, you're going to tie your shoes. Even if you want to stand up and prepare a coffee, you're using your willpower to do that. Only it is mechanical. What you want to use is conscious willpower, directing willpower energies in one direction. And everything manifests in this reality because of that willpower, of that volition. God manifested this universe through his volition, willpower, just willed. He wished to be so. But wishing, that does not mean just like, oh, I wish the word would happen. It would be said, I want this to happen, and I'm going to make it. Okay? So everything that manifests in your reality is the result of that willpower, of your volition. No matter what your temperament is, and we're talking about here of different kinds of people, different kinds of temperament. That's right, because there are people who are more emotional, intellectual, volitional, but everyone has that part of himself that is in touch with divine conscious willpower, that is a divine gift. You can do anything without it. So use it for good. Use it for whatever it is good. Use it for your own accomplishments. Be clear, first of all, with your conscious intent. And remember that here the key is to be conscious, to be aware, to balance your consciousness, to balance your self-awareness, to balance your conscious intent. Be clear with your conscious intent and determination when you perform any action. Any action. That means that even if you're lighting up a candle and you want to be successful in something, permeate the action you're doing with your conscious intent. because in that moment you're crossing a bridge from the mind, divine power, mind, soul, physical reality. Then that action would be permeated with those vibrations carrying the seed that's possessed. And let me tell you, what are these seeds planted? Not in the candle, in your soul. You are planting karmic seed in your soul. For whatever you do, use that conscious intent. Now, in this way, you can effectively learn how to direct your willpower into a concrete intent, into a vision. And planting new seeds of success will be accessible for you. Because some people say, well, there's nothing to do. I cannot do anything. Then do anything. Some do whatever, even if you have to cook, even if you have to give money for a sandwich. Okay? Perform any action with that conscious intent. Concrete intent and vision will allow you to give birth to a new reality. Now, you're going to be advised to be determined in doing something you thought you could not do. And you should choose very simple things to do at first, like simple tasks. For example, if you have a project, or if you want to do something, or even if you don't know what to do at all, just do something that you never did before. Something simple that is possible to do, that is feasible, that you can do. And from that moment on, start doing it. And that, once you accomplish that, that will strengthen your confidence and build the power of accomplishment. Now, you have to understand that that is a magnetic power within you. If you have very little magnetic power of success, you cannot achieve great things yet. You have to build that power to achieve what you can achieve, simple things. And once you have accomplished something, that magnetic power will become greater. And once it becomes a little bit greater, you can achieve something a little bit greater. And then greater and greater and greater. Then you will build that power that will sustain greater tasks and even the most greater successful tasks. In other words, whatever you're doing, no matter how small it is, you have to become a master of what you're doing, doing small things in the most incredible and divine way. And do one thing at a time. That means that you need to learn how to sacrifice. Now, sacrifice for me, it is not sacrificing what you like. Sacrifice means one-pointed direction of energy. Therefore, all the rest needs to fade away. Not your efforts directed randomly here and there, only towards one point. Therefore, this is a sacrifice. You see, you're sacrificing whatever is not serving your purpose at the moment. Do one thing at a time. Make this sacrifice until you finish what you have to accomplish, no matter how small it is. For example, it can be really small. If you want to go to swim, and you never managed, then, because you never found time, but you find yourself, you're wasting a lot of time during the day, then that is a breakthrough for you to organize your time to go to swim. You've accomplished something. You're starting to become a master of yourself. But obviously, if you have a project, then you can apply the same principle doing small tasks until you accomplish them. In this way, you will develop an irresistible willpower and the ability to bring into completion any task, any task. And remember, first thing, it starts from the mind. All creations start from the mind. Before you should direct it towards good and higher ideals, then that mind becomes energy movement. That energy movement becomes accumulated matter that becomes a physical reality. Dynamic willpower in holding a thought also will make that thought take tangible form, will acquire energy, and life will give you opportunities. Be realistic, though. Don't exaggerate. Don't overestimate. Don't underestimate. Be realistic, meaning adhering with reality. Know what are the right things to think in that field and how it is to be really there. Okay? So we talk about many things already, but I want to sum up three main steps. Okay, this will allow you to build a lot of magnetic power to accomplish anything. First of all, choose a simple task. This is what Yogananda suggests. He wrote a little book, and I advise you to buy it. And those, it is the Law of Success, very small. And then there's another one called Scientific Healing Affirmations. Go there. Go to a bookstore. Get these two small books. They're really cheap, or you can get them online somewhere. They will change the way you're thinking. They will change your way of living. They will change the way you approach life and success. They are highly beneficial. Okay, so the three steps that he suggests are, in that little book, The Law of Success, choose a simple task, something you've never done before, and succeed with it. Two, it must be something constructive and possible to do. Then you must simply refuse to even consider failure. Three, concentrate on one thing only, using your natural abilities and all external resources available. Let me repeat these three steps for you. Choose a simple task. First of all, choose a simple task, something you've never done before, and succeed with it. Take, of course, reasonable steps, okay? Two, it must be something constructive and possible to do. Then you must simply refuse to even consider failure. Then concentrate on one thing only, using all your natural abilities and all external resources available. And within yourself, you must know that what you want is right for you to have. This is what he says, that nothing should stop you. You must know within yourself, because if you know within yourself what is right for you to have, then you are not going to stop yourself. Remember, though, where is all this power coming from? This power is coming from God. God is experimenting life through you. God is experimenting realities, is experimenting expansion, is experimenting joy through you. Before from God, then we have the you as the subconscious mind, we have you as the superconscious mind, we have you as the conscious mind. These are the main three spheres of yourself, three spheres of consciousness. As I repeated many times, the conscious mind is where you're acting now in this world. The world of action, the world of conscious choice and intention, this is crucial. Then you have the subconscious mind, the part of yourself that is in touch with the minds of everyone. That is also the storehouse of all your dreams, of all your patterns, of all your mechanic way of living. This subconscious mind is huge and has magnetic willpower. Magnetic willpower can be developed through the conscious mind. It will affect the subconscious mind, which is much bigger, and then you have the superconscious mind, the part of yourself that is directly in touch with the divine spark. That is the superconscious, the divine spark, obviously being connected with the source. Now, using these three spheres towards a single and right achievement will guarantee successful manifestations. Will guarantee success. Success cannot be eluded. If you have huge obstacles, no matter what you do, then, of course, things will go a little bit slower. But at some point, you will have to break through them. Conscious mind, conscious choice, subconscious, that means also reprogramming your old mind, your old habits, being in charge of what has been mechanical up until now, and make it conscious instead of mechanical. And then superconscious, uniting yourself with God's power, with God's will. Now also remember to listen, to be open to God's will, because as long as you, as I said before, it doesn't hurt people, it doesn't nurture the selfish part of yourself, and it serves humanity in some way, then God is okay with it. Because you're doing something good, and the wall between you and the universe is getting thinner and thinner. Now, remember also, if you don't know how you can serve people, if you don't know how you can serve humanity, then do something that inspires you, where you can share higher ideals and principles. Do that. Now, another thing that is important to observe and to talk about is fear. Fear exhausts us. It is really important to remove fear, let me tell you right in advance, through courage and faith. How are you going to do that? Now, no, it doesn't matter how much life energy, how much power you have accumulated or you have stored within yourself, in your soul, no matter for how long you've been trying to store it. Still, this life energy, this power gets really easily exhausted the moment fear comes in. Have you ever, probably that happened in your life. Sometimes you prepare yourself so much, you have so much power, then you go there, you go to the place where you're actually being prepared for. You go there, fear comes in, your life energy drifts away. Now, first of all, remember that the best that you can do is to get ready to build this power and go there and do whatever you can, okay? Now, another thing is, remember, you are the dreamer of your dream. You are dreaming your dream. You are the one who is dreaming. Therefore, there are no external forces with real power over you unless you have built fertile ground for this. You are the dreamer of your world and the dreamer of your reality. How do you dream your reality? Through your perceptions. Your perceptions are the portals through which your dreams come through in your life, through the universe. Therefore, it is logical to say that if you change your perception, then you can change your life. You can change your reality. Not if you lose something, you can always create something new, because you are the dreamer, you are the creator. Take a moment to think about it. Every time you lose, every time you fail, that is an eye-opener. You can create something new. Now, remember, it doesn't matter how many times you fail, how many times you lose, you can at least decide right now, even though you're not at the beginning, the first step you should do to decide to keep your dignity all the way through. You can decide that right now. Keep your dignity. And if you keep your consciousness centered in God, before calming your mind, coming down and offering yourself up, you will have dignity. You will have no fears. Because you know you're in touch with something greater, no matter what people say, the way they might react to you. Now, if you keep your consciousness in God, you will have the background, the proper background behind yourself, to overcome all obstacles with courage and faith. Because at that point, you see, you center your consciousness in God, you start dignifying yourself. And you start detaching yourself of what is happening. Therefore, fear cannot grab. It doesn't have anywhere to grab on you. And then at that point, that is the moment where you start putting courage and faith. Faith because you are in touch with the divine. You have faith that there's a higher force operating within you. Faith has been the key, remember, to success for many people who are centered the life in God. See Mother Teresa. See many other people who accomplished great things because they had faith in God and didn't have anything else. Now, your intention to be successful more than a wish is conscious action until you get what you wish. But remember, you are connected with the divine in doing so. And failure is just another obstacle removed. You are moving closer and closer. Failure allows you to refine yourself, and refinement must happen, remember, in all areas of yourself and in all directions of yourself towards your goal. You are a multidimensional being. Therefore, you need multidimensional refinement. And when that does happen, multidimensional refinement, then that is the art of transforming your life. That is the art of transformation. That is the alchemy of the soul that projects itself into many realities. Failure brings new growth if you act on it with refinement and conscious power. Don't get attached to the result. Always think that you are experimenting until the light of success strikes by itself. Always think that you're doing an experiment. Then stay in a state of mind that you're able to strike at any moment. Now, another thing that I want, before we go more on, I feel the necessity to underline, to emphasize something. If you're able, I believe we live in a dual world, no? And therefore we have night and day. We have good and bad. And we need to be able to live in this dual world, but at the same time, there is a part of ourselves that is beyond that already. If you can just relax in your essence, to the point, and do that for a month, to the point where all realities around you seem, yes, alive and vibrant, but all equal and the same, no matter how good or bad they are. From that moment on, you can start creating from the source. And try to experiment with that. Just close your eyes, relax body and mind, without making a story out of anything, without having to change your condition. Just be wherever you are, how you are, embracing the positive and negative side within yourself. And once that becomes easy, you will be able to overcome the greatest challenges in your life, no matter what, and gently redirect by willing. Your willpower at that moment acquires great power because it is in touch with the source beyond duality already. Therefore, you being aware of the dual world at that point, not you being in it, then the energy is the same. You realize it's the same energy. Then, therefore, you can just transfer the thoughts of failure into a success thought. It is that easy. And it doesn't matter how much resistance you might have. You know that resistance is absolutely equal of intensity as anything else. It is not prevailing a success thought. Therefore, you can just choose. So choose a success, the polarity of success. Transfer your thoughts at that point from lack of control to a conscious and practical awareness. Transfer from worry to calmness, from random thoughts to concentration. Center yourself. Go beyond duality. Go beyond the realms of thoughts and karma. Use a centering practice if you wish, like meditation, or just rest, relax your body. Use your body, mind, and soul for centering. All these things. You relax your body, mind, and soul. Therefore, after some time, you will find yourself automatically realigned. One more important thing that you should understand is that you should, right now, this is something you can do right now, you should use the tool of self-analysis. We talked about this already in one of the past shows in quite effective way. I think it was the second show over here on BBS Radio. If you could go to the archives and download this show, that is quite a great show to understand how you could analyze yourself in order to bring success in your life. But let me say something more now. Write down right now on your paper your good and bad tendencies. What are they? You need to crystallize your thoughts. In order to have a good self-analysis, you have to crystallize your thoughts. And the best way to do that is to write them down. Write down your good and bad tendencies. What is the purpose of self-analysis? To become aware, to increase your awareness so that you can direct your awareness toward a more fulfilling life. Then write down your natural abilities and abilities that need to be implemented in order to do whatever you want, because there are skills you need to develop. Maybe you're already almost there. Maybe there's something else you need to develop. Write it down. The diagnose, like a doctor, imagine to be like, to be a doctor and diagnose your failure in this way. From which bad tendency is coming from? Why is this coming out? Why? Maybe there is some skill that I still need to implement, to improve. There is something that I need to know more. Okay? So diagnose your failures. Do that as a doctor would do with a patient. And then ask yourself, what is the nature of your purpose in life? What is the nature of your task in life? In other words, what are your own higher values behind all that you do? And state a simple plan to make yourself who you want and think it would be right for you to be. And just do it as if you would live it in the positive side of yourself. So just write down, make a simple plan to become what you want, what you think is right for you to be if you were living in the positive side. Analyze what kind of service also you're sharing with people, as well as the ideals that you're sharing with them. And remember, here we're not saying about, doesn't have to be something huge. It has to be something high within yourself. Must be something also simple in your life, but something within yourself that is highest, higher mind. How all this that you're doing will help you to get closer to God. Ask yourself, the universal intelligence. How can you get closer to that universal intelligence, to your own true nature, through what you do? Either directly or indirectly. That doesn't mean that you have to become a spiritual teacher, or if you want, then you must develop the consciousness. That's okay, but maybe you have a normal job, you have another dream. Will that allow you the time? How? Doesn't have to be necessarily in this way that I'm talking, but how this will bring you closer to God. And be sure that you're coming closer and closer to God. Now let's talk about also a few other things. We have so much to talk about because this is a huge topic. And I would just go through all these points now because there are so many. Now, you have the power, remember, of initiative. This power is the sparkling power within yourself. The spark that God had to manifest in order to create you is still present within you, and you can use it to create something new. So when nothing moves, you can use the power of initiative to start creating something. You have the initiative power of the spirit within you. Remember, stand on your own feet. Don't wait for something outside to come. Create new events in your life now. Understanding that you have this power within you, the power of the infinite spirit, initiating power of the infinite spirit. Initiate something right now. Start something. Doesn't matter if nothing seems to respond to you. Do that with willpower, and you will see that the initiations, you will initiate yourself into a new reality. Remember, don't use only your own power. The power is of God. You have the initiative power of the Spirit. Visualize yourself as a wave, and remember that you're living in an ocean. The ocean is the spirit of the mind of God. Everyone else in this world is another wave. But what is the essence of the wave? It is made of the same matter, the same style substance as the sea, as the water. Remember, you're not only using your own power, which is God-given, you're actually using the power of God, and you use the power of all mankind. Remember this is an important point. You use the power of everyone in this world. Once you become aware of it, you use the power of everyone. So, if you start doing what's in their interest. That means what is the universal interest for them. You will have an immense support because all the minds, all the spirits within all the minds, within all the hearts, you will see mysterious forces coming to your head. This will bring you to feel at some point at one with all human beings, giving you great joy and a sense of love and protection, of calm and beautiful accomplishment. Remember, you're not using the power of yourself, you're using the power of everyone living on this planet. You're using the power of God. Keep, therefore, your mind centered in the abundant power that is available. And that is the consciousness of abundance everybody's talking about today. You have access to such a great power. You can't use it. Now, let's get practical again once more. One thing that you should understand is that, first of all, you're living some old habits that are actually obstructing your way to success. That's quite normal. Now, in one of my past shows, I think two shows ago, and there was a show called entitled Live As If. That show is a key show to remove your old habits. I give a technique there. But remember, you have to be free from your old habits in order to be really free. Otherwise, you start living and repeating your past. Okay? So the technique here is the same. So let the old habit come, manifest, while you are conscious of it, or just recall it in your mind, and then say a huge stop! And that is the moment when you start bringing something new into your consciousness. This is it. Then visualize the new habit, feel, have an idea of what the new habit is, whatever is the tool that you use in order to feel that and perceive that new habit coming in, the positive one, that is conducive to success. That is the moment then to build in. That's the way you start becoming free from your past. That's the way that you start to overcome your Saturn, the way to overcome your old habits. And attuning with the divine will is the best antidote towards freedom from all habits and all-round success. Towards all-round success, because divine will is in touch with God, with the divine, with the universal. Therefore, it will allow you to experience what you never experienced before, to think what you never thought before, to live the life you never lived before, and do it for the highest good. Now, remember, the tools for you getting in touch with the divine. Practice meditation. Practice resting your mind, body and soul. Meditation calms your mind and make you able to listen to God's guidance. Otherwise, you'll be too much distracted to listen to the subtle suggestions that God is trying to give you. The life is trying to give you all the time. The universe restores balance through your balanced and expansive horizons. As you start expanding, you start rebalancing yourself, the universe restores balance. Meditation develops concentration also. One-pointed concentration will allow you to penetrate through all obstacles like a laser and direct your dynamic willpower towards successful accomplishments. Real success, remember, brings incredible happiness, real divine success, and calmness of the heart and mind and soul. If you don't have these things, you're not happy. Real success means being healthy in the mind, body, and soul. That means being abundant in everything. Include God in your projects. Invite Him. Serve Him. Share higher and divine ideals. And remember that being abundant is not being stuck in worldly achievement. It is living in the abundant power of God. And you can be. You can be without any possession. You can also renounce everything. Or you can live in this world. But remember, renunciation is necessary. But what is renunciation about? It's renunciation of your ego, renunciation of your limitations, of that part of the mind that identifies with the small perceptions of your reality. Be determined to use the divine power that is in you and that is yours by nature. And thank you for listening to Vincent Sandi, myself, on this radio show, Awareness of the Soul. I'll be here next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Thank you so much for listening. Please visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. And I'll see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.